From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been a tough couple of weeks for an Islamic school in Homewood. The Islamic Academy of Alabama wanted to move to Hoover to accommodate a bigger school, but that faced public opposition at a meeting earlier this month. At the same time, the school has faced anti-Islamic rhetoric, most notably from U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. WBHM's Vahni Shori has this story.
I'd like to call the December 1st Hoover Planning and Zoning meeting to order and ask the secretary to call roll, please.
In a packed meeting room decorated with Christmas wreaths, the Hoover Zoning and Planning Commission heard speaker after speaker weighing in on the possibility of an Islamic school in the city. While some spoke of traffic and city planning issues, others shared concerns about a growing Muslim population in the neighborhood. Resident Johnny Padgett prefaced his comments saying that they weren't an indictment of Islam, but he went on to say that a Muslim wedding took place in an Airbnb next to his house while he was away.
We weren't there. Luckily, you know, I don't know what would have happened if I was there or my wife was there by herself. It was very intimidating.
He said that cars blocked his driveway and that a vehicle left tracks in his yard.
There's different cultures and there's different respecting boundaries. And that's all I'm saying.
Martha Johannes recently moved to Hoover and shared her experience of what she called a takeover from the Muslim community in England.
They gave in an inch and were soon taken for rides miles away with no hope of landing back to familiarity. In reality, they're not assimilated nor integrated, but rather estranged from our society. Would that not threaten our own well-being and safety?
Ma'am, I'm going to stop you because this has nothing to do with the school.
And when it came time for a vote?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay.
It was a unanimous rejection. Shortly after that meeting, Senator Tommy Tuberville spoke about the school's initiative on the InfoWars podcast.
Sharia law and Islam is not a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a cult, okay? And their cult believes in totally different things we believe in. They don't believe in, Americans. Kill the infidel, do away with everything that we believe in. They hate Christians.
You know, we are for unity. We are for respect for all faiths. This is what we teach our students is love. And, you know, we would invite him. You know, he's very welcome. Senator Tuberville, come visit us.
That's Stacey Abdeen. She grew up in Calera and founded the school in 1996. She's the assistant principal of curriculum and teaching of the K-12 school. When asked what she's most proud of about the school, she answers confidently.
I am most proud of our students. Our students are amazing. They have achieved amazing results in everything that they've done.
The statewide average for the ACT, which is a college entrance exam, is an 18. Abdeen says that the academy's average for the past year has been a 26. And as for the curriculum,
we actually follow the Alabama state standards. So we teach, everything we teach is according to the state standards of Alabama. We also use the Alabama, state of Alabama approved textbook list.
In addition to math, social studies, and other run-of-the-mill classes, students learn Arabic and Islam. The school is open to people of all faiths and backgrounds. According to Abdeen, at least 20 nationalities are represented.
I like the school because I have a lot of friends I don't see in other places.
I like the school because we're a community and like everyone has different personalities and we can all share everything.
Those are fourth graders. And this is Yusuf Nabi, the student council president, when asked what it means to him as a young Muslim person attending an Islamic school.
It's amazing because at the same time of also gaining like traditional knowledge like science, math, I'm also gaining knowledge about my religion. And it's really good for me because instead of like growing up isolated from my community, I grew up with it.
But right now, the academy is confronting a new climate. The public hearing and Senator Tuberville's comments have inspired heated conversation on social media. One user remarked that the school looks flammable. Many others accused the Muslim community of planning a violent takeover of the country.
We did not have to hire security after 9/11. We've had to hire security after Senator Tuberville's comments.
The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, designated the senator as an Islamophobic individual. They cite his rhetoric that they compare to former Alabama Governor George Wallace's. This is the first time CARE has given a U.S. senator this designation. Senator Tuberville responded in a post on X, badge of honor. Bashar Halaf, the youth director at the Birmingham Islamic Society, isn't disheartened, though.
Not necessarily too surprised of all the hate, because I know it's going to be followed up with love from the rest of the community. And we always know water puts out fire, you know? So the water's going to come, the other churches, the other people, other religions, they're going to come together, send their love, send their peace on us, and then we're chilling after that.
As for the school's rezoning application, they've decided not to pursue the property in Hoover as they reevaluate how to accommodate their growing student body. Vahini Shori, WBHM.
Vahini Shori is a Report for America Corps member reporting on faith and culture for WBHM.